Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Adam, great honors for your father coming up. You'll be taking part in the celebrations on the, is it Monday the 14th?
Yes, it is indeed.
And what are you going to be doing in particular?
Well, I'm not certain if I'm at liberty to say what songs I'm playing, just because the organizers may want the element of surprise on our side.
Sure.
But I will be playing, and I'll be playing a couple songs if they let me.
And I'm sure they will.
My goal is to be prepared enough to make a favorable impression on the people there to celebrate my old man, and properly pay homage to him.
Fantastic. So you guys have a pretty tight relationship?
Yes, absolutely. He's always been one of the most remarkable people, not just in the world, but to me in particular, and for me in particular.
And how would you describe your relationship?
Well, it's one of a kind of classic nature, I think, where the world is littered with examples of father-son businesses, and I think that one of the explanations for that is, as a young man, certainly as a boy, you model your father. You have a kind of deep filial devotion, and such an impression is created by the paternal figure. And I think that that's not only the case for me, but in addition to that, it was all deepened by my having embraced the family tradition as of late, where I attempted to take part in this family tradition. And so I have a kind of admiration for who he is as not just a man and as a father, but also as an artist. It's very, very gratifying.
Fantastic. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's nourishing.
Yeah. And yet, as an artist, you have to do your own thing. You've created your own sound, your own element. How do you? What have you learned from your father, and what have you had to put aside from what you've learned from your father to develop your own artistry?
There's very little I haven't learned from my father. You know, I mean, whether I knew it or not, I was observing him, and he's always had distinguished characteristics that I was hoping to find in myself, and some of which I probably parroted and didn't have quite right, and some of which came to me naturally. You know, that's the case with a lot of kids, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me a little bit about your latest album.
The latest record is a record where I really follow in the tradition of the music. You know, I may not be the rightful successor, as they say, because my father is very much an island unto himself. But I am, in my opinion, the closest little town on the mainland. And I'm doing a pretty good job, in my opinion, and in his, and in my family. Where I had a small little office at one point in the family business on the ground floor, perhaps, my office is now in the upper floors with a great view. So I feel good.
That's great. Now, it was announced today that your father is going to give the prize, I forget what it's called now, but the...
the prize, you could say the prize.
The prize to Sistema Toronto, where young people will get a chance to learn music. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's important that when people are young, they have these opportunities?
Oh, it's wonderful. And, you know, being a Canadian who doesn't live in Canada anymore, and my father and I and my family spend a lot of time away and outside of Canada, and Canada has all these wonderful programs where they give back to their communities and to the arts in particular. It's really remarkable, and it's something that is going against a sort of pitiful trend out there in the world. So when you hear about these contributions back into programs that are designed to encourage the arts and encourage, in this case, children with classical music, it's just beautiful and should be even more popular.
Yeah, it's a great thing, it really is. And this whole the whole Glenn Gould Prize, I think, is quite wonderful to honor, you know, people.
Yeah, my only concern is the length of the show. I was joking that I might have to slip my old man a sleeping pill, to get through it and wake him up just for my part.
Yeah, there's a lot of performers. Who all is going to be on stage with you?
There's some really great talent. I know that John Prine and the Cowboy Junkies and Serena Ryder, some really great acts and some great poets, I believe, reading. But I haven't been given the full memo. I accepted early on and then kind of tuned out.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to a beautiful night and surprises myself.
Yeah, should be pretty wonderful. Your father's done so well with it. I mean, the last tour was just wonderful. Now he's got a second one coming up. But things weren't always really good for him for quite a while. Isn't that right? Like just before that last tour, I mean, he had some financial difficulties and, you know.
Are you suggesting that my father's life was peachy and rosy and satisfying and good and grand before he was financially hoodwinked and embezzled and bamboozled and forced out of retirement? Is that what you mean? I don't know. I can't speak on that. I just know that his last run was unexpected and triumphant and validating to all of us who have always believed that he was someone who was not only remarkable but perhaps even historic, in certainly to us at least. And so to see him embraced so wonderfully and to see an old man at the top of his game, at the summit of his career, at the height of his powers, at an unexpected time in his life where he had all but retired, is and has been nothing short of delicious for us.
Fantastic. And for us in the audiences. Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. It just it's been marvelous, and I'm looking forward to his new tour as well. Yeah, that'll be great. All right, and what would you say really has made your father unique, not only on the Canadian landscape, but in the world of music in general?
Well, that's a tough question. I don't know if I can speak about what makes my father unique in some definitive way that is engraved in marble. I can tell you that my experience is that his art is resonant because it's truthful, because his idea of beauty and his criteria for what a finished song is been universally accepted as excellent. And he brings a kind of literary quotient and language to his songs, and a poetic excellence to them that is increasingly rare. It's in this world where we're living in an attention economy, and people, there's so many cases of flash in the pans. You know, here's a guy who's devoted decade upon decade upon decade of commitment and dedication to something that he clearly is not done with yet. And so he still remains pertinent. And that, too, is rather remarkable.
Awesome. Very well said. Well, thank you, Adam. I look forward
sure.
to the show.
My
I'm
pleasure.
Sure it'll be a terrific night of music and laughter and wonderment.
Well, thank you very much for having me and indulging my long-winded responses, and I hope you do have a good editor.
Thanks, Adam. It was wonderful chatting with you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.